Hello.
Hello. Good morning. It's Pete from Cardiff. I'm trying to touch base here with Tom.
With from where?
Cardiff. We finance equipment.
We're good. I appreciate that.
Are you guys doing anything for Section 179 this year? Do you typically do anything with that? Or?
I have no idea what 179 is.
It's when you write off equipment for as a business.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have, I mean, all of our stuff is, you know, we don't even hardly really depreciate anything. Everything's underneath the IRS code, so, I mean, vehicles, that's it. I mean, that's the only thing we depreciate.
All right. Yeah, no worries. You good with cash flow for projects? You know, I'm not sure, you know, we had you pre-approved with us for working capital. I don't know if you got a chance to take a look at it.
Factory stuff. I mean, I get a million of these calls for factory stuff, but, I mean, it's, you know, I understand what your industry is. I mean, I'm not knocking you, but
yeah.
Loan shark clients, you know, fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's not the first time I heard that, man. Do you ever used it before, or just from?
Yeah, I mean, I have when, you know, our back was against the wall, or when we had to, but, I mean, we can't, you know. I got to turn your money 4 and 5 times before I can make it profitable, and that's just not a good model.
Yeah, I mean, it only works if you really have, like, a set project with set return on investment, and you just know the numbers are going to work out. Kind of anything short of that is, you know, usually hurts the business there. Yeah, but if you don't have anything coming up, I'll circle back in a couple months, kind of check in on you guys.
All right, sounds good.
All right, sounds good. Take care, man. Bye.